The Trump administration is awaiting the results of Saudi Arabia's investigation into the disappearance of Jamal Khashoggi. The president said yesterday that if Saudi Arabia murdered the journalist, there would be very severe consequences. And that would be welcomed by a bipartisan group of senators, 11 Republicans and 11 Democrats, who've triggered the Global Magnitsky Act and called on the president to start an investigation to possibly put sanctions on Saudi officials. The law was named after Sergei Magnitsky, who died in a Russian prison in 2009 after he exposed government fraud. He was a lawyer for American William Browder, and Browder is now the head of the Magnitsky Justice Campaign. William Browder, welcome.
Thank you.
We have to explain your backstory here a little bit. You were an investor in Russia. Sergei Magnitsky was one of your tax lawyers. He died after he was tortured in a Russian prison. You then push Congress to pass the Magnitsky Act, and that is the law that these senators are now using to call on President Trump to investigate and impose sanctions on the Saudis who are believed to be responsible for Khashoggi's death. How much pain would that inflict?
Well, the Magnitsky Act basically has two functions. It freezes the assets and bans the visas of people who are sanctioned under it. And in particular, what it does is it puts people on something called the U.S. Treasury OFAC sanctions list. And what that means is that if you have money anywhere in the world, no bank will move your money anymore after you get put on that sanctions list. So it doesn't even matter if you have money in America. If you have money in a Dubai bank or in a Chinese bank, that bank doesn't want to be in violation of U.S. Treasury sanctions and your money gets frozen. And these guys in Saudi Arabia who are accused of murdering Khashoggi have a lot of money and have that money all over the world. This would be a devastating shock for them if they get added to the Magnitsky list.
But the law still leaves the decision to impose those sanctions up to the president, even if the senators have invoked it. And the president has been very hesitant to threaten his relationship with the Saudis. Do you have any faith that President Trump will be willing to act?
Well, he's in a very difficult position right now because on one hand, he has some type of irrational love for the Saudis. On the other hand, we have a situation where Jamal Khashoggi, a Washington Post columnist, was chopped up into little pieces and carted out by 15 Saudi security agents, some of whom are pictured all over the world traveling with the crown prince. The level of granular evil makes it puts him in a terrible position if he wants to not do these sanctions, because it looks like then he's involved in a murder conspiracy to cover up the responsibility of the Saudis. Now, I don't think that politically that's a place where he can be, no matter how much he loves the Saudis.
You think that pressure might be enough?
I've seen it. It's overwhelming for him, and it gets worse for him because at any point, if he tries to justify not doing things by sort of latching on to some of their own theories, he then looks like he's part of the cover-up, and I don't think that he wants to be there, and that's not a good place for him to be politically.
Well, the reporting is now that the Saudis are getting ready to put the blame on Major General Ahmed al-Asiri. Now, this is someone who is very close to the crown prince. Do you think that that will keep even higher-ranking officials immune from Magnitsky sanctions?
Well, so the problem for the Saudis, the problem for Trump, is that we're in a world of ever-flowing information. And so they may try that, and it just doesn't work because the world, the information just flows too freely. And so I don't think that anyone can control the way this thing unfolds. And I think that as information comes out, it's going to become more and more damning for the Saudis.
If we look at the history of this law, sanctions have been used 49 times under Magnitsky. What are some of the key cases in your mind?
Well, there's two types of Magnitsky sanctions. There's Russian Magnitsky sanctions, which are related to the murder of my lawyer, Sergei Magnitsky. And then there are global Magnitsky sanctions. And the 49 names that you're talking about are the specific Russian Magnitsky sanctions. And there's roughly 83, I believe, names of people and companies under the global Magnitsky sanctions. And under global Magnitsky, they've sanctioned a bunch of Burmese generals that were involved in the genocide of the Rohingya people. They've sanctioned Venezuelans, people from South Sudan. And up until now, it's always been sanctioning people who are relatively politically unprotected. And what makes the Saudi situation so interesting is that Saudi Arabia, being a sort of close ally of the United States, now puts a close ally in the firing line of these sanctions, which are truly devastating and something that every person who's sanctioned and every government that's close to them really gets mad at when it happens.
Look, I want to give you a chance to weigh in on how all of this has affected you personally. Sergei Magnitsky was your lawyer. Since he died, you've made finding some kind of justice for him a big part of your life. How is this news about Jamal Khashoggi affecting you?
Well, the first thing that I thought was it just reminded me of everything. This was a very similar situation. He was a critic of the regime. The regime didn't like him. They ended up killing him and then trying to cover up the murder. And that's exactly what happened to Sergei. And so my first reaction was like, you know, deja vu. And then my second reaction was that we now have a tool that we created in the legacy of Sergei Magnitsky to punish people involved in extrajudicial killings. I'm really glad that the Magnitsky Act exists, and I'm really glad that members of Congress on both sides in a bipartisan way have gravitated to this to say, okay, we have a tool. Let's use it, and let's use it aggressively against the killers of Khashoggi.
That's William Browder, head of the Magnitsky Justice Campaign. Thank you for your time. We appreciate it.
Thank you.